Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Good.
Yeah. Hey. I got three things I want to tell you. First of all, I'd like to thank Gwen and all his staff here. This is a great venue, and we greatly appreciate them letting us come in and put the show on for you. Second of all, I would like to say www.sladecleaves.com. And the reason I'm saying that is because once we're done, you're going to want to go to that website and buy his CD. Because he's great. Great entertainer, great singer-songwriter. So would you kindly welcome, and this is number three, all the way from Austin, Texas, Slade Cleaves.
Still standing on downtown city streets. Old ladies serving drinks inside with no color in their cheeks. Listening to a haggard soul. You can put your old blue collar on. Old Milwaukee on Christmas Eve. It's hard to believe. Street girls hop from foot to foot trying to keep warm. Trying to pay down a few bills before the next big storm. On a corner, trembling in the wind. Amazed at the mess they're in. Wiping their noses on their sleeve. It's hard to believe. Well, I swore I'd leave the day they knocked that old smokestack down. There's a guy I need to talk to before I quit this town. Driving past the prison yard, still got my old Teamsters card. Still hoping for my reprieve. It's hard to believe. When I looked into her smiling eyes, I saw dreams so fine. Like the spirit of Chicago on a lonesome old railroad line. I would have gone with her that day. I just watched her as she drove away. I guess one of us had to leave. It's hard to believe. Here comes another blown-up kid from over there. Making the whole world safe for the millionaires. The same old swindle hides behind a fresh new coat of lies. This is no time to be naive. It's hard to believe. We got old time bars still standing on downtown city streets. Old ladies serving drinks inside with no color in their cheeks. Listening to a haggard song. You can put your old blue collar on. It's another New Year's Eve. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe. As he set your glass down on the bar with a glance at me. Down at the horseshoe lounge, shuffleboard out in your light. Down at the horseshoe lounge, cigarettes and whiskey tonight. Ricky said she's out of your league, let her go. As I watched you pick your partner on that old dance floor. No, it didn't work out the first time we tried, but I'd do anything to have you by my side again. peel the label off another light. Down at the Horseshoe Lounge, I sit here thinking about you every night. Were you the one who faltered? Was I the one who strayed? Maybe God left us out of the plans he made. So here's to misbeginnings and things that never start, for these are the ghosts that run around in my heart. When I see that where I'm going isn't where I wanna be, I get the urge to look you up, see if you would come and meet me down at the Horseshoe Lounge. Hey buddy, have you got a light? Down at the Horseshoe Lounge, just one more and I'll be alright. Everybody now, down at the Horseshoe Lounge. Peel the label off of Miller Lite. Down at the Horseshoe Lounge, I sit here thinking about you every night. Ricky got the quarters for the table and broke while I pulled hard on the sorrow. Small. Thank you very much. I mean, anybody been to Austin, Texas for all year? Anybody been to the Horseshoe Lounge? Just where? You've been to Schultz's? Oh, that's almost even better. That's pretty cool. Nobody's been to the Horseshoe Lounge? I finally met my match. Everywhere I go, I ask the question. I've heard, of course, in Texas, everyone's been there, but California, Maine, New York, Amsterdam, Calgary, somebody's been there. Nobody from Vancouver's been to the Horseshoe Lounge. At least you go sometime. It's a lot smaller than this place. It's a lot darker, if you can imagine that. It's a lot scarier and smokier. But you'll find characters in there. And, like, there's a guy in that last, wait a minute, what am I talking about? No, he's in the next song. A guy in this next song named Wranglin' Ron. And he's a wild character. He's in this song. I'll tell you about him after the song. My drinking days are over, no more nights at the carousel. My buddies say they're gonna miss me, but who could ever tell? I never knew what time it was till closing time came round. My drinking days are over, but I'm still trouble bound. I used to hang at the Horseshoe. See me spinning out broken spoke. I take my gal down to Green Hall. We lived on whiskey and smoke. Don't know how it all started, didn't mean to hurt no one. Some bad luck, what's done can't be undone. Well, it was way past midnight, I need to holler out last call. I turned around and Wranglin' Ron was headed for a brawl. I didn't know that other guy was a cop, I guess I didn't care. Sometimes you gotta act like you got a pair. That's what Wranglin' Ron told me one night. My drinking days are over, no more nights at the carousel. No more fights, no more neon lights, I guess it's just as well. I never knew what time it was till closing time came round. My drinking days are over, but I'm still trouble bound. there for a while, staring out a mesh window, mile after mile. I don't have any regrets, well, maybe just a few. The man's gonna do what he's gonna do. My drinking days are over, no more nights at the carousel. My buddies say they're gonna miss me, they can go to hell. I never knew what time it was till closing time came around. My drinking days are over, but I'm still trouble bound. I never knew what time it was till closing time came around. My drinking days are over, but I'm still trouble bound. My drinking days are over. For a while, and what's he doing now? He's worked at a oil rig in Utah now. And before he ran the ranch, he ran a bar that we used to play at. And before that, he made jewelry in Mexico. And before that, he worked out in the Gulf of Mexico on a oil rig. And before that, he was a bouncer at a topless place in Houston. So I like hanging around characters like this because my life is not nearly as exciting as that. And I need good material for my songs. So I got Rangaron in Texas, and I got Willie Jr. back in Maine, where I grew up. Willie Jr. is my parents' neighbor, and Willie Jr. is kind of like the Yankee image of Southern Rangaron. He's about 55, big, bull-shouldered guy, and a big bushy mustache, and he's been divorced 3 times, kind of ornery. And he has a farm that he's lost money on for years, so to make money, he's a refrigeration repairman. It says on his truck, if it ain't chilly, call Willie. Like I said, he's kind of ornery. He likes guns. He likes guns a lot. He's really, really scared that Obama's going to take away his guns. He's hiding them everywhere. And when he gets a cold, he gargles kerosene. So I knew that one of these years I'd bump into Willie and get some song material, and sure enough, it happened about 5 years ago, and this is what I came up with. Didn't really have to make up much at all. I met Willie by the still, he was brewing a batch, he had a short cigar, one last match, he was telling me about his latest troubles with the government. He had child support. Out of money, he was looking depressed and kind of lonely, just trying to figure out where all his hard-earned money went. Well, I'll be go to hell, he said, I got nothing but a board in a barn full of hay. Yeah, the work for horses and divorces, I'd be a lot better off today. Yeah, that's your notebook moment right there. Well, I said, Willie, that sounds like a song. He said, son, you know you may not be all wrong. Could you give me a little piece of the pie if you're making a hit? I got a 51 Ford I'd like to fix up. I got 2 sick ponies and 1 sick pup. And my 3rd wife's coming today to take my TV set. Well, I'll be go to hell, he said, I got nothing but a Ford in a barn full of hay. Yeah, the work for horses and divorces, I'd be a lot better off today. Oh, no, no, sea level. A lot easier to yodel at sea level than this up in California. Well, God bless poor old Willie McCann. You know he's always been a good, hard-working man. He bought me a beer last night down at the Lost and Found. He said horses and women are fine, sure enough, but if you don't treat them right, things are going to get rough. Believe me, I got these four-year marriages down. Well, I'll be going to hell, he said. I got nothing but four in a barn full of hay. Yeah, they work for horses and divorces. I have a lot more money, less gray hair. I might even be a millionaire. If it weren't for horses and divorces, I'd be a lot better off today. Sherry had a pawn-shop bound of gold, a sink full of dishes, a log grown cold. Along came a boy, praised the devil, she took his hat and the whole thing unraveled. There's no turning round, it's broke down. Billy took the ring, jammed it in his pocket, drove downtown, tried to hawk it. Down at the bottom of the Lake Pontchartrain, there's a love note carved inside a wedding ring. Broke down, cracked and shattered, left in pieces like it never even mattered. Broke down, torn and frayed, ain't nothing left you can give away. There's no turning around, it's broke down. Ain't no telling where love goes, maybe down where the Black River flows. Won't be coming back round, broke down. Baby in the backseat and another on the way. Sherry thinks of Billy at the end of every day. Spends her nights waiting for real life to start, listening to the sound of her double-crossed heart. Broke down, cracked and shattered, left in pieces like it never even mattered. There's no turning around, it's broke down. On the other side of town, two lovers lie still. Cigarette smoking on a windowsill. There's a picture locked up in an old suitcase. Billy closes his eyes, but he still sees her face. Broke down, cracked and shattered, left in pieces like it never even mattered. Broke down, torn and frayed, ain't nothing left you can give away. There's no turning around, it's broke down. It's broke down.
Thank you. That's a special song for me that I wrote with an old buddy named Rod Pycott that we've known since met on the school bus in the third grade. But Rod and I wrote that song and put it on a record almost 10 years ago now. And I have that record for sale. I have the old ones for sale tonight. Kent was very nice to mention the website. I've got a brand new record I just got from the factory a couple days ago, but I didn't get it in time to bring it with me here. It'll be available online in about a week or so. The new record is called Everything You Love Will Be Taken Away. Going for the feel-good end of the summer. But back to Broke Down, that was a very special song for me. It brought me from absolute obscurity to relative obscurity in a short amount of time. I started playing around nationally and internationally when that song got on a few cool radio stations. I know that Calgary and Edmonton have some really cool radio. I don't know if you have, a cool radio station here. I gotta find out about that, make sure they get a copy and a new one. Anyway, when Broke Down came out, I was pretty deeply in debt, and things turned around, and for a few years I paid off my debts year after year, and I broke even, and I started getting into black, and a couple years ago I actually made some money, and I put it in the stock market. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that I need another hit now. Start the process over again. So I've been working real hard on that. And this is a song from the new record. It's called Cry. And, there's plenty of happy songs.
You look like a diamond, like a twinkling star, but it's a whole lot of heartache to get to where we are. 'Cause every man is a myth, every woman a dream. Watch your little heart get crushed when the truth gets in between. Every moon is a bond of sorrow, your blue sky turns gray. Everything you love will be taken away. Cry for your mama, cry for your dad, cry for everything you know they never had. Lying in the bed you made, I wish you were so young. Say a prayer, put your head down, gotta prove your mama wrong. There's no poison like a dream when it all comes undone. Don't you know that in the end you're not fooling anyone? Every bond is a bond of sorrow, every blue sky fades to gray. Everything you love will be taken away.
Here, Cade and Cole Cook. Did they make it? Did you make it?
Yeah. All right.
They sent a long distance request all the way to my place in Texas a couple weeks ago. It's a miracle that I actually remembered it. I did write it down a couple of times, but apparently it's Cole and Kate's first concert. Is that right?
Yeah.
They're, what, 10 and 13?
Yeah.
All right. Cole and Kate, their first concert. What do you think so far, the guys? I'm talking Cole and Kate. Not real impressed so far. It's all right. This is the song they came to hear, apparently. It's their favorite song of theirs. It's a real folk song. I mean, it's a folk song that I wrote, but it's a folk song because it's 7 minutes long. It also has all the requirements of a folk song. I've never written a song like this that has all the requirements. It's 7 minutes long. It's a true story. It happens up in Canada. It happens in the 1800s. It's in a minor key. I'm using a capo. There's an audience participation part in it. God dies in it. In the melting snows of Ontario, where the wind will make you shiver, was the mountain bay up the Georgian Bay near the mouth of the Musquash River, where the bears prowl and the coyotes howl. We can hear the osprey scream. Back in 99, we were cutting pine, sending it down the stream. Beyond Sandy Gray came to go home the bay all the way from PEI. That's so cool, that never happens in Texas. Where the weather's rough and it makes it tougher, no man's afraid to die. Sandy came to smile at 30,000 Islands, was the place to claim his glory. Now Sandy's gone, but his name lives on. This is Sandy's story. Young Sandy Gray lives on today in the echoes of a mighty yell. Listen close, you'll hear a ghost in this story that I'll tell, boys, this story that I'll tell. Now Sandy Gray was boss of the men who tossed the trees onto the shore. They'd come and go till they built a flow 100,000 logs or more. They didn't ride them down towards Severance Sound and cut them up in the mills for timber. And the ships would haul spring, summer, and fall till the ice came in December. One Sabbath day, Big Sandy Gray came into camp with a peavey on his shoulder. With a thunder crack, he dropped his axe and the room got a little bit colder. He said, come on, all you, we got work to do. We gotta give her all we can give her. There's a jam of logs at the little jog in the mouth of the Musquash River. With no time to pray on the Lord's Day, they were hoping for God's forgiveness. But the jam was high in the devil's sky. They set out about their business. They poked with the poles, ran with the rolls, and tried to stay on their feet. Every trick they tried, one man cried, this log jam's got us beat. But Sandy Gray was not afraid, let out a mighty yell. I'll be down, we'll break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell, boys. Breakfast in hell. All right. Now we're getting into everybody's favorite part here, the audience participation part. What we're going to do is we're going to reach down deep into our ancestral Canadian DNA and pull out those lumberjack genes, reach into your heritage there. We're all going to do a little role-playing exercise here. We're all going to bond as lumberjacks for the next verse. Cut down those big pines. We're down in the Musquash River. We need every able-bodied man, woman, and child to pitch in on the work gang so we can bring down this God-forsaken log jam. Are you willing to help me out on a Saturday night? Yeah. Right. That's a good crew. I'm going to start you off with this little heave-ho kind of chain gang thing, work gang, and then I'm going to sing the verse while you guys carry on. Okay, you got it?
Okay.
Do it with me now. Here we go. Buddy, now. Put your backs into it. Sounds good. Keep it going. Every one of the men did the work of ten. So he swam up to the top. He's a working like a dog, even 30-foot logs, and it looked like he'd never stop. And he struggled on, he's not so strong, till the jam began to swing. Every step they cried, the woman they cried, except for Sandy Gray. Alright, that's fantastic. Alright, we can stop now. That was pretty good. I even screwed up the words in that verse I was listening in. Oh, that's right. Mashed potatoes, I heard about that. I heard Billy Bob had to cancel the last few days. Trying to think of a really nice food metaphor for Greece. Guys are like beef Wellingtons. Anyway, okay, back to my folk song here. Let's see. Before we get into the next verse, there's a little bit of business to take care of. Sometimes, I've noticed over the years that sometimes people are concentrating so hard on their part there that they don't hear what happens in that verse. Unless I screwed up words a little bit, so we'll do a quick little recap before we move on. It's a pivotal verse there. Two very important things happen. Just in case you missed it, good news is we broke the log jam, so thank you all very much. Nice job. There's bad news too now. Remember, this is a folk song, and in that verse, all the logs came on tumbling down like thunder and lightning, and everybody scrambled, and one man did not make it. That's where we're picking up the story. Now with thoughts of death, they held their breath as they saw their friend go down. They all knew in a second or two he'd be crushed or frozen or drowned. And they saw him fall, the curtain call just once, and then it was over. Young Sandy Gray gave his name that day near the mouth of the Musquash River. But Sandy Gray was not afraid. Let out a mighty yell. I'll be down, break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell, boys. Breakfast in hell. He's the giant's tomb. There's plenty of room. There's no fences, no walls. And if you listen close, you'll hear a ghost. Down by Sandy Gray Falls, through the socks of the trees, and here in the breeze, echoes of a mighty yell. I'll be damned, we'll break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell. Now Sandy Gray, that's all the day, and the echoes of a mighty yell. I'll be down, we'll break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell, boys. Breakfast in hell. Thank you all so much for listening. I know the vast majority of you came to hear Guy Clark and Verlin Thompson, and we've been awfully pleasant. I've got one more song for you, and I'm going to hang out in the foyer with a Sharpie if anybody wants to buy one of my older CDs. They're pretty good, too, but if you want to wait for the new one, it'll be online in a week or so. So again, thank you so much. It's my first real gig in Vancouver. What a nice night. It's New Year's Day, just like the day before. Same old skies of gray,
same empty bottles on the floor. Another year gone by, and I'm thinking once again, how can I take this losing hand and somehow win? Just give me one good year to get my feet back on the ground. I've been chasing grace, and grace ain't so easily found. One night in a condabbled man, chasing and carrying down. I gotta get out of here, just give me one good year. I'm burning oil, engines running rough. Drive from job to job, but it's never enough. I can't find the will, just up and get away. Some kind of chain's holding me down to make me stay. Just give me one good year to get my feet back. I've been chasing grace, grace ain't so easily found. One bad hill and condemned man, chasing and carrying down. I gotta get out of here, just give me one good year. It's a bitter wind in your face every day. It's the little sins where your soul lay. When you start giving in, where do the promises all go? Will your darkest hour write a blank check on your soul? Just kill me one good year to get my feet back on the ground. I've been chasing grace, grace ain't so easily found. One bad hill and condemned man, good one can turn him around. I gotta get out of here, just give me one good year. I gotta get out of here, just give me one good year. Just give me one good year. Sounds without the demon electricity. So I'm just gonna